I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 2013, the day of the deadliest workplace disaster in garment industry history. More than 1,100 workers lost their lives when a factory complex building collapsed in Bangladesh. More than 2,500 workers were injured. The day before the collapse, workers had noticed cracks in the building. A bank and shops on the lower floor did not open the next day, fearful the structure was unstable. The garment workers were ordered back to work under the threat of being fired. Rescue efforts continued for nearly 3 weeks. One woman was found alive after 17 days. She was a seamstress. Bangladesh's garment industry is the second largest in the world, ranking only behind China. Nearly half of the top brands in the United States are produced in Bangladesh. The workers there are amongst the lowest paid in the world. Legal restrictions make trade union organizing in the country very difficult. A later investigation found that the building was built without authorization on a pond and converted from commercial to industrial use. It was also discovered the owners had cut corners and used substandard materials in the constructing of the building. In addition, the owners added 3 more floors than were originally included in the building permit. In the aftermath of the disaster, more than 150 clothing companies signed a workers' safety accord. Most of these were European companies. This plan was backed by Bangladeshi unions. Some large U.S. chains, such as Walmart and Gap, refused to sign, saying that they had their own safety plans. It's important to note that the result of inspections under the Walmart-backed plan were not legally binding. After the 2013 disaster, it was estimated that it would take $3 billion to make the garment factories in the country safe. Today, Bangladesh has more than 4,000 garment factories, and many of them remain dangerous places to work.
Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.